بله بچه ها، قصه به دانجا رسید که حسن کچل بر آشفته و حیران از خانه طاووس فرار کرد و برای پیدا کردن دوباره جن همزاد بی آزارش کوچه ها و پس کوچه ها را پشت سر نهاد تا به گرمابه محل رسید و آنجا آن طرف حوز خانه گرمابه جن همزاد بر حسن ظاهر گشت.
I am Boutros, Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver?
Come on, man. And with the local DBC News, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback.
More a solo. But tonight...
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants.
Stop! Hello, hello, and welcome to another edition of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. I'm sorry I've been gone for the last couple of months, but you know what? It was summer. I had to spread my wings to Ontario, and I've come back with some goodies and some fun stuff ahead for you. My name is Fleur Cooper. I'm one half of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. And if you're a new listener to Are You Aware? I'll give you a bit of a lowdown on what is the method to our madness. Are You Aware profiles music and musicians that take the route of positive action over apathy. So we try to choose a song that has a positive social justice message, or we choose a song that's just banging and we love it, and we try and find out what philanthropic work that artist has done to inspire you through music out there to go out and do something positive to the community, whether it's local, national or global. And there is a theme to today's first song from LL Cool J, Mama Said Knock You Out. Now, he won't knock out your mama, but it is a comeback. It's been 3 years since he's been able to be in the studio, and I'm so very happy to have my co-host back in with me. Christian, welcome.
Yes, very excited to be back. It's been about 3 years exactly, I think, since I've last been
day
on the air. Well, not maybe to the day, but almost. So it's good to be back in the studio and to see your lovely face and play some tunes with you.
Well, you just sound delightful on the air, so we're glad to have you back.
Oh, I'm blushing.
So were you hiding in a cave somewhere, learning, discovering the intricacies of the universe? What were you doing? The listeners want to know.
Well, I went back to school, so I wasn't learning the intricacies of the universe, but I was learning the intricacies of business, I guess you could say.
Oh,
so,
right.
But life was not the same without CITR and Are You Aware in the mix, so it's very good to be back.
Awesome. Well, we're so happy to have you back. So from now on, you'll hear both of us on air. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, and thanks for announcing my comeback in style with LL Cool J. That was a great way to do it.
Oh, well, I had to think of something. I was like, how are we going to introduce the man back on air? So LL Cool J, everybody knows about LL Cool J, but you may not know what he's been up to lately. He was a huge 90s, probably what, in the 90s was his heyday, do you think?
Most definitely. I mean, late 80s or mid 80s came out with some banging kind of tracks. But Mama Said Knock You Out, I believe, was early 90s. So I was going to say that's at that point his career was kind of a lot of people thought it was kind of waning, and that definitely brought him back into the fold. And his grandmother, interestingly enough, still believed in his talent and told him to knock out all his critics. And I think that motivated him and to write that track. And the single reached number 17 on the Billboard Hot 100 and was certified gold by the RIAA. So a lot of success with it. Also won Best Rap Solo Performance at the Grammy Awards of 1992. So very, very big song for LL.
He's sort of diverged away from music and rapping and stuff like that and moved into more acting. So he's obviously a regular on NCIS Special Agent. NCIS Los Angeles as Special Agent Sam Hanna. And I never knew this. LL Cool J is short for Ladies Love Cool Jam. Like, you got to be good with the ladies to really put your name out there like that, right?
I think he's a sly guy. Yeah.
In more ways than one, I'm sure.
Definitely doesn't lack the confidence, I don't think.
No, for sure.
And he just put out a new album, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Or actually, I guess it was last year.
Yeah, that's close enough.
Yeah.
What was it? Where is it? I can't.
It was called Authentic. Looks like it was released April 30th, 2013.
All right. So he is dabbling. I mean, I never heard anything about it until I was looking some information up about it this week. So it was sort of with not much fanfare.
Yeah. Under the radar.
Like he likes to play.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell him about it?
Yeah. So LL Cool J is a longtime supporter of Chrysalis, which helps the homeless gain employment, donating his own designer clothing to the charity for those in need. And speaking of his involvement with the cause, he told online magazine Society News LA, what's really cool about it, when people have a job interview, they can dress the part. So that's pretty interesting. So many people here have closets that are like sinful, You can take 30% of that closet and help people change their lives.
Well, and it's the same sentiment as Dress for Success, which is a great organization that's in Vancouver and throughout internationally, I think now. I know that definitely in the States, where they actually support women getting back into the workforce that may have fell on hard times or drug addiction or poverty, and they provide them with clothes and what else, like they do sort of makeup evenings and how to sort of present yourself and in an interview and give them the skills to get out there and get a job and get your life back in order.
Yeah,
it's the job, man. Unfortunately, you need it.
Gotta have a job.
That's right. So what's what do we got up for everybody next? We're sort of keeping the hip-hop vibe alive.
Yes, we
and
are.
And the 90s hip-hop vibe
yes,
alive.
Yes, we are. So we've got another very influential hip-hop act coming up. They were formed in Long Island, New York in 82. They're definitely known for their politically charged lyrics and criticism of the American media, with an active interest in the frustrations and concerns of the African-American community.
They were really the trailblazers that sort of came out. Them and Wu-Tang Clan, I guess, are the ones that sort of really brought hip-hop to the forefront and political hip-hop. I was watching something with Anthony Bourdain the other day, and he was looking. He was focusing on the Bronx, and he was talking to Afrika Bambaataa, and he was talking about how, you know, back in the day, hip-hop was so politically charged in the 80s and 90s, and now it's all about, like, showing jiggling bottoms and, like gold and stuff.
Yeah, I miss the political aspect of things. That's kind of the hip hop that I find myself kind of drawn to, rather than the club hits that seem to be really popular these days. So.
Well, I mean, and we do have some. I had to disagree with Afrika Bambaataa when I heard that, because I was like, well, come on, there's Talib Kweli, there's Mos Def, there's Sweatshop Union's another great Canadian
Dead
band.
Prez.
Red, a Tribe Called Red, they really look at Canadian, you know, Canadian hip hop's really good at making sure that they keep that against the man political stuff in order.
Yeah, and I love it. So we're talking about Public Enemy, if you didn't know. So their first four albums during the late 80s and early 90s were all certified either gold or platinum. So despite being really politically charged and focused on that, they're still super successful. In 2004, Rolling Stone magazine ranked them number 44 on its list of the 100 greatest artists of all time. So that's huge. And they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2013, the fourth hip-hop act to be inducted, with Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, Run DMC, and the Beastie Boys being the others. So those are some big names they're rubbing shoulders with there.
I wonder who the next hip-hop artist that will get inducted into. Do you think it'll be Wu-Tang, or are they a little too left of center?
They might be. I don't know, though. Public Enemy, people would say that about them.
BC Boys, that's where parental advisory, whatever that sticker was, that's where it came from, because they were swearing their heads off in But without further ado, we could talk here all day.
Finally,
we had a few beers.
Oh, yes.
let's get the music back on so you guys can you know, wiggle in your seat or rock your head or whatever you're doing out there in listening land. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? And this brother stopped me and asked me, yo, what's up with that brother Chucky D? He swear he nice. I said, yo, the brother don't swear he nice. He knows he's nice, you know what, I'm saying? So, Chuck, I got a feeling you're turning into a public enemy, man. Now, remember that line you was kicking to me on the way out to L.A. Lounge in Queens while we was in the car on our way to the shop? Well, yo, right now, kick the bass for them brothers and let them know
what goes on. Rolling Stones is a rap game, not bragging. Lips bigger than Jagger, not sagging. Brother backwards, I'ma leave it at that. That ain't got nothing to do with rap. Shut the backs, expose those cats. Who pose as heroes, take advantage of blacks. Your government's gangsters, so cut the crap. A war going on, so where y'all at? Fight for power, cause great responsibility. F the police, who's stopping you from killing me? Disaster fiascos on loop by P.E. If it's I instead of we, believe in TV. Spreading rich and bitches, this new thing about snitches. Watch the masses move as the masses switches. System distant, but barely missed her. My soul intends to save my brothers and sisters. Get up!
Try to
you down with them. But yo, Chuck, you got to tell them just like that.
Screaming gangster 20 years later. Of course it does while consciousness faded. New generation believe in them fables. Gangster boogie on two turntables. So no love, so it's easy to hate it. Desecrated while the current awaited. Any given Sunday, so where y'all reigning? With slavery lynching and them drugs infiltrated. I'm like that doll Chucky, baby. Keep coming back to live love life like I'm crazy. Keep it moving, rising to the top. Duck fresh, clean living, you don't stop. Revolution means change, don't look at me strange. So I can't repeat what other rappers be saying. If you don't stand for something, you fall for anything. Harder than you think is a beautiful thing. Get up! How yourself sold, she wins. People bear witness. Thank you for letting us be ourselves. So don't mind me if I repeat myself. These simple lines be good for your health. To keep them crime rhymes on the shelf. Live, love, life like you just don't care. 5,000 leaders never scared. Rain and noise is the moment they feared. Get up, still a beautiful idea. Get up, throw your hands in the air. Get up, and show no fear. Get up if y'all really care.
Public enemy number one in New York. Public enemy number one in Philly. Public enemy number one in D.C. Public enemy number one in Cleveland, Ohio. Don't go with public enemy number one in St. Louis. Public enemy number one in New Jersey. And fuzzy. We're also public enemy number one in Cincinnati. In Atlanta. Even public enemy number one in Chicago. Public enemy number one in Detroit. Public enemy number one in Oakland. Public enemy number one in Baltimore. Public enemy number one in Miami. Public enemy number one in Indiana. Also public enemy number one in L.A. Also public enemy number one in Alabama, y'all. Public enemy number one in Tennessee. Public enemy number one in Mississippi.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dantry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotus Land Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Charlie Chaplin's charms, legs like the statue of David, Venus to Milo's arms. If I had Michael's voice, staging Cooper's brain, I'd show you how I feel in all the ways I can't explain. Superman's shoulders, Wonder Woman's wherewithal, Nolan Ryan's fastball, Donnie's skill with aerosol, Teen Wolf's jump shot, Doc Brown's invention, Picasso's paintbrush, the hands of Jim Henson, Herzog's endurance, Illabella's fashion sense, the poetry of Mike Tyson, Frank Booth's passion. It's a little bit like being blind, a special kind of anguish. I'm dying to express myself, but I don't speak the language. Gatsby's imagination, Red Butler style, Sam Spade's determination, Mad Max guile. If I had Apollo's lyre, Beethoven's pain, I'd show you how I feel in all the ways I can't explain. Sailor Ripley's jacket, Tony Manero's necklaces, Billy Brown's boots, or Kit Carruthers' recklessness, Betty Page's bravery, Vin Scully's mic,
Fred Astaire's dancing shoes, Pee Wee Herman's bike, the head of winged victory, Siddhartha's agenda, the evil of Knievel, the nerves of a Willenda. If I had a wrecking ball, if I was a genius, I would find a way to smash this wall that stands between us.
I got a thing.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. The top of that three-pack of songs we forgot to mention, that was Public Enemy with Harder Than You Think from their 2007 album called How You Sell Soul to a Soulless People Who Sold Their Soul. That's a mouthful.
You know what it's like? It's like a tongue twister and a Hat in the Cat, Dr. Seuss kind of. Like.
Totally. I love that song, though. It had me grooving.
It's a great song. And they released it in 2007, so it's only 7 years old, but yeah. It still sounds pretty cutting edge.
Definitely. And that last track was The Bamboos with The Truth from their album called Fever in the Road that they released in 2013. A 9-piece soul funk band from Melbourne.
They are the shizzle. I haven't seen them live. In Australia, they're huge. I've played them a couple of times on air prior to your comeback. Trying to get the Canadians into Australian music. There's only a couple of Australian songs albums or bands that sort of filter through right now. Vance Joy is huge. Angus and Julia Stone. We're playing that later on in reference to the show that I'm going to tomorrow night. So excited. But I'll talk about that later. So I think a lot of Canadian music is going down south, but I don't think much is coming up from down under, mate.
Down under. Well, you're doing your part as a patriotic Aussie. And bringing it north.
I'm trying.
And I like that song. It was good.
Yeah, and it's not just all AC/DC, Midnight Oil Rock. And we know how much you love AC/DC, Raddy. I do.
That's for another show, though.
That is
probably
for another
not,
show.
But you know.
No, we can put AC/DC in there. Fever in the Road is actually their sixth studio album and was only released at the end of last year. So go online, check it out, and support Australian independent music as well as Canadian independent music. Let's get the Americans off the indie music scene. Let's do it together, Canada and Australia.
let's join forces. Make it happen. We can do it.
We don't need to hear these Yankee tunes anymore.
No.
I'm causing a revolution. Watch out.
You're known to do that.
The Bamboos have also done a bit of a DIY with regards to the album was released through their main guitarist and band leader's own label, Pacific Theatre, and it debuted at number one on the Australian iTunes R&B Soul chart.
Wow, awesome. And they've been involved in some charity about a year ago. They came together with some other Australian bands and artists to play a benefit concert for...
Let's see if you get this right.
Geelong footballer, Casey Tatungi.
I left that for you to do.
Yeah. I think I might have butchered that.
No, Geelong. It's all right. It's not Geelong. Okay. It's Geelong.
I am Canadian here.
It's all right.
So the 28-year-old needed to receive care for a football accident.
Yeah, so I'll give you a little education. Why not? Yeah. We're chatting.
Yeah.
Australian rules football is not soccer. It's not American rules. It's its own own entity. People liken it to a bit of Celtic football. And Geelong is a huge club in Australia and has won many grand final and what have you. It's played over the winter in Australia, which is Canada's summer. So Australian rules is a huge sport. But it's funny, whenever you get a North American watching it, they're like, what, they don't have any padding? What the hell? Like, what are they doing? Because it's a lot of jumping up on top of each other to grab the ball and a bit of – we like a bit of hip and shoulder in our sports in Australia. We're scrappy. It's all our convict heritage.
I guess so. You guys are scrappy in my experience.
And I'm the
That's
only –
That's a compliment. That's a compliment.
And I'm the only Australian you know, and I'm scrappy with you all the time.
Definitely. So they wanted to raise $500,000 towards the young footballer's recovery. And the Bamboos, they played alongside UMI All-Stars, Regurgitator, and Magic Dirts.
UMI, Regurgitator, and Magic Dirt are great Australian bands.
Oh, okay.
UMI was huge in the sort of noughties, along with Regurgitator. And Regurgitator, if you want to hear a...
Great name.
There's a language warning on what I'm about to say, but they have a great song called I Sucked a Lot of Cock to Get Where I Am, and it's hilarious. So go check that out online. That's my pick for the week.
I think I might have to check that out later tonight. I'm getting educated on all things Australian here.
I try.
And the middle track in there was Buck 65 with Je T'aime Mon Amour from his album that just came out.
That was beautiful French there, buddy.
I try.
You're doing better than me.
So his album Never Love was just released a couple weeks ago, and it's a breakup album of sorts. A lot of the songs deal with love and losing love. That was my favorite track that I found on the album. Love the chorus. Really great female vocalist. What is her name? Charlotte Savory.
Yeah, I've never heard of her before, so it was very interesting to hear her voice, and she's got some lovely soft tunes.
Yes, definitely.
Opposite to me.
Yeah. I'm not going to say definitely to that, but Never Love is Buck 65's 14th studio album.
Wow.
So he keeps cranking them out. And he's going to be playing November 8th, Fortune Sound Club in Vancouver.
Oh, fun.
I'm going to that one.
Oh.
Excited. Very excited.
So you guys should all buy tickets, because there'll be two celebrities there, Buck 65 and Christian Ratcliffe.
You know how to butter a guy up.
Well, I got to keep you back on air, buddy. You left me for 3 years.
Well,
what could I do?
This is working.
He's also been a radio host. He hosts a weekday Radio 2 drive show on obviously CBC Radio 2 since 2008. And he once hosted a weekday program on CBC Radio 3. We got to call him up and get him on air. November 8th, we should get him in.
Let's do it.
Let's try and get him in.
Yeah.
He's going to be a natural. He'll show us up.
He'll probably teach us a couple of things.
Yeah. We'll be like, it's perfectly unpolished in here, just so you know. Buck 65 has contributed material to The Dark Was the Night charity compilation album. And if you're a constant listener to Are You Aware, which I hope you all are, that sort of compilation album is one of many that the Red Hot organization have put together. And without Red Hot organization, I don't think I would have found half the music I have put on here. They've saved my bacon lots.
Yeah, their compilations are outstanding, I would say.
They are. And yeah. It's not just indie music. There's world music, there's jazz, there's blues, there's a whole bunch of compilations, and they raise funds and awareness for HIV/AIDS. So, big man, what have we got next?
Next up we have Broken Bells with The Angel and the Fool, off their second studio album called After the Disco. So it was recorded with 17-piece Angel City String Orchestra and a 4-piece choir. So bringing in a lot of people for this one. And the album was released by Columbia Records late January 2014.
Well, it's been a couple of years since they put something out. So it was about time that they brought together some crazy stuff. And
I loved their first album. And I have this one as well. And it's a pretty good follow-up.
Yeah. I think when an album is a huge hit, I think their sophomore, everyone gets a little judgy about a sophomore album.
Yeah, a little
album.
Pressure. A little pressure on a sophomore album.
But they just dismissed it and continued on. Now, I've told you about this before, but I think it's hilarious, so I'm going to talk about it again. Broken Bells partnered with the B612 Foundation during the band's recent West Coast tour earlier in the year. $1 from each ticket sold was going to be was donated to the B612 Foundation, which is it's actually changed its name to the Centennial Mission, if I got that right. Now, the Centennial Mission, I just want to tell you a little bit about it because it's interesting, and I don't know if it's I'm sort of perplexed as to why Broken Bells would be involved, whether it's a little bit too, apocalyptic or not. But basically, these guys are trying to map the universe in relation to whether there are any asteroids out there that could potentially hit us, because nobody's doing any research into that. You're giving me a quizzical look right now.
Well, this could be one of the most. This could be one of the most interesting causes I think we've profile, like to my knowledge, you know, in the 2 years previous that I was doing the show with you. So this is pretty interesting.
Well, I'll give you a little bit of a synopsis of what they say online on their website. The Centennial Mission will provide a unique opportunity to the public to take ownership in a historic space mission that will protect Earth while providing the necessary roadmap for future exploration. I kind of feel like they might have been too involved with Star Trek over the years and love loving it.
Quite possibly.
Centennial is a space-based infrared survey mission to discover and catalog 90% of the asteroids larger than 140 meters in Earth's region of the solar system. The mission should also discover a significant number of smaller asteroids down to a diameter of 30 meters, which sounds humongous, but apparently that's a small one. It'll be launched into a Venus-like orbit around the sun, which significantly improves the efficiency of asteroid discovery during its 6.5-year mission. I just really want to know what inspired Broken Bells to be involved with that.
Pretty interesting choice. Pretty interesting choice of cause to support. But, you know, we wouldn't have heard of it if they hadn't supported it. So that in itself, awareness right there.
Well, you know, and we're all talking about, you know, doing things globally, internationally, and in the cosmos as well, I guess.
Cosmically.
Well, there you go. Cosmically. I was trying to think of the word. Yeah. Well, consider what we just told you about, and think of all the wonders of the universe while listening to Angel and the Fool from After the Disco, the new album of Broken Bells. You're on Are You Aware, which is on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
From Dana Point, California, the Growlers.
This Saturday, October 11th at the Rickshaw Theater, Tambor Concert and Crow's Nest Vancouver presents The Growlers with openers The Garden. Doors at 8, show at 9:30. Tickets are available $17 online at ticketweb.ca. Also available at Red Cat, Zulu Records, Highlight, and Neptune.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
It's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, all the clothing. Let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR, the 101.9 FM, the best station in Vancouver.
Of course.
It has the best two hosts, right? We're just killing it.
Yeah.
Perfectly unpolished.
Yes, yes, perfectly unpolished. That's our mantra.
That is.
Yeah, we're living up to it.
Literally, while the music's playing, we rock back and forth going perfectly unpolished, perfectly polished. People are going to think we're weird.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. That's okay. That was a great song.
Thanks. I chose it myself.
Yeah, you did a great job there. Canadian band from St. John's, formed in 2008. Gramercy Riffs with Heartbreak.
Very happy, kind of poppy. It was released earlier in the year. And I think I predicted earlier in the year that it would be a great summer song.
Yeah, that was summery.
Please don't listen to my podcast to check. If I did or didn't say that, but I'm going to go with that right now.
I was loving the hoo-hoos. Yeah, feeling it for sure.
Feeling it?
Yeah, definitely.
So we changed a bit of the tempo. We went from poppy Canadian into deep and brooding Swedish.
Yes, very deep and brooding. Likey Lee, wonderful voice. I love her voice. And that track from her was Just Like a Dream. From I Never Learn, which is their third studio album that was released earlier in 2014.
We're just banging out the 2014 tracks today.
We are. We're current.
We're so current. We're so 5 minutes from now. That's how current we are. She was actually Lee's featured on a vocalist on the last track of the 2014 U2 album Songs of Innocence titled The Troubles. Now, before we continue, did you know that U2 album, when you open up iTunes, because it's a free album, right? And it gets directly downloaded to you.
I know.
I think that's a little contrived.
It's. A lot
like
of people
it.
Weren't happy about that. I definitely wasn't happy about that. It's a little sneaky and underhanded.
I know. And I was talking to my boyfriend about it, and he's like, why are you being so uptight about it? But I said, well, they're just pushing their music on us. Like, thank you for making it free. Like, love that sentiment. Love what Bono's done over the years, although he does evade a lot of tax in Ireland, but that's a whole other show we could talk about. Yeah. But yeah, to like make it automatically downloadable, that's kind of rude.
Well, I heard, and this might not be true, but I heard that Apple purchased it and was giving it as a gift. So I think Apple was more behind that possibly than U2, but U2 agreed to it. So yeah.
Bloody corporations.
Yes, yes. But then they released an app to take it off.
Oh, really?
As well. So, yeah, I think there was enough backlash that they figured they had to clean the mess up. So.
They scrambled to get an app out there.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
So, back to Likey Lee. In 2011, EMI rallied a bunch of their artists and songwriters to donate items for a massive eBay auction to raise funds for the Japanese Red Cross disaster relief efforts. So,
just after the tsunami and earthquake.
Yeah. So Lee was involved in that and auctioned a waistcoat worn at the Way Out West Festival in 2010. So auctioned some clothing.
Which is cool. Yeah. And I was going through the list, getting ready for the show. They had some amazing auction items. Like you could play 18 holes of golf with Anne Murray at the prestigious Angus Glen Golf Club course, which is so random, but awesome.
Wonder if Anne Murray's a good golfer.
She's a Canadian icon.
Yeah. She has to be good at golf.
Right?
Yeah.
Goes hand in hand, doesn't it?
Of course.
The signed limited edition Pet Sounds plaque, plus a handwritten autographed and framed lyrics to the Beach Boys' God Only Knows from Brian Wilson would be going for a pretty penny, I suspect.
Yeah, definitely. Also included, the Beatles, the last of an extremely limited edition Schwinn bicycle featuring the Yellow Submarine artwork. That'd be pretty cool. And then also Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins was involved, donating one of the four original handmade Zero shirts that Corgan always wore for the tour of Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. So that's pretty cool.
For all the people that were born in the 90s, they probably don't remember that he wore that Zero t-shirt.
Yeah. I remember.
I remember.
Oh, yeah.
I was drinking in the 90s.
Me too.
That's how old I was. And legally too, which is even scarier.
What do we have next?
We have one that you chose, Tune Yard's Water Fountain. That song is Water Fountain, and the album is Nicky Knack. Tell the people about them.
All right, so Tune Yard's is a music project out of New England from Meryl Garbus. So she has a really super interesting sound. When performing live, she actually creates drum loops on the spot and then layers it with ukulele and vocals, in addition to having a bass player as well. So really cool sound. This track is from her third studio album called Nicky Knack that was released this year. And like Buck 65, she's been involved with the Red Hot organization. So here is Water Fountain from Tune Yards on CITR.
Phil?
Right now, it's time to...
Peanut butter.
Yeah.
Peanut butter.
Yeah.
First you dig the peanut.
peanuts and you dig 'em, you dig 'em, you dig 'em, dig 'em, dig 'em, then you crush 'em, you crush 'em, you crush 'em, crush 'em, crush 'em, then you spread 'em, you spread 'em, you spread 'em, spread 'em, spread 'em. Peanut, peanut butter. Peanut, peanut butter.
If you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your host Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. We snuck in a local act there for you. That's the Shilohs with Ordinary People from their latest effort.
And you can't get much local than them. They're from Vancouver, and they played the Catalano Festival this year. So check them out. Support local music.
Yeah, and that was a fun little festival.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah, happening on West 4th.
It was bloody hot. I remember that
much. Oh, it was really hot.
And that's coming from an Australian. I have become pathetic since living here. It's my nearly 8 years I've lived here. So
you're acclimatized.
I can't do the heat as well as I used to, but dang, that was a hot day.
Yeah, you're definitely acclimatized to the Canadian summer.
I am indeed.
Before that, we had Cymbals Eat Guitars with XR from their latest album called Lose. They're an indie rock band from Staten Island, New York. Founded by some high school buddies. The band name comes from a Lou Reed quote, which describes the sound of the Velvet Underground. I thought that was pretty interesting. Cymbals Eat Guitars.
Yeah. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I think it's great too.
And is that in reference to the drums and guitars versus, maybe?
I guess so.
I think let's go with that. Unless someone calls us up and argues at the point, but I think we're okay.
Yeah. Yeah, let's roll with it. Lose is their third studio album. And a few years ago, the band took part in Under the Radar's magazine's protest auction, which benefited War Child. The auction featured autographed protest signs, which were created by musicians for the magazine's protest issue.
So that's very cool. And that's adding not only music, but journalism together.
Yeah.
And advocacy. I love it. Now, everyone knows War Child. They're a great organization, and they obviously create better lives for children in war-affected areas by providing access to education, opportunity, and justice. It's actually the organization is raising funds through the auctioning of a series of guitars that have been turned into unique works of art by a variety of artists, including Iggy Pop, Michael Stipe, Gus Van Sant, and Shepard Fairey. The guitars will be auctioned in early November to raise funds for their cause.
Yeah, and they look pretty neat. So
yeah.
We'll put the link up on Facebook for people to have a look. Because the artwork on the guitars is fabulous. So
by tomorrow morning, it'll be up on the Facebook.
At least by tomorrow morning.
At least, if not earlier.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, we only have a little time left and still some great songs to wow you with. The next being The Darlings of the Canadian indie scene.
Well, Jay Maskus.
No, remember what? We reversed
it. Oh, we're reversing this.
On the fly, bud. Come on, work with me.
Yeah, you go.
Oh, okay. You're just putting me in the middle.
Yes.
The New Pornographers with their album Real Bruises, which has recently come out, and the song we're playing is War on the East Coast. They're obviously from Vancouver, been around since 1999, and the band's first four albums each placed in the top 40 on the Village Voice year-end polls of 100 music reviewers, which is a pretty mean feat. And then from 2000 to 2006, either a New Pornographers album or solo album from one of the band members ranked in the top 40 in the list each year. They're kind of like a super group.
They are a super group, for sure.
They're like the new version of the Traveling Wilburys.
a tough comparison, but yeah.
It just came to me in a flash.
Yeah, they definitely are a Canadian super group of sorts, for sure.
They are.
Nico Case being super, super successful herself. So,
although the rumor I heard, because they played last weekend, I think, or the weekend before,
My
buddy was saying that she didn't show for the show here. She wasn't there, and he was a
snubbed.
Bit...
Snubbed. Snubbed her bandmates and the fans.
In the hometown, what was going on?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I can't clarify that because I wasn't there, but that's what I heard.
Yeah, so. I saw them a couple of years ago here, and they wowed me. They're good.
They're good?
And Nico Case was in attendance, so...
Nice.
Yeah. They've teamed up with Oxfam to bring awareness of the Gulf Coast oil spill that took place in Louisiana, obviously in the past. So just to give you an update on the Gulf spill... 4 years after the disaster, some 14 species still show symptoms of oil exposure. The report from the National Wildlife Federation said that the oil is not gone. There's actually oil on the bottom of the Gulf, and it's washing up on the beach, and there's oil in the marshes. So 4 years later, still the impacts are being felt from that. So.
And it was Shell, wasn't it? Or was it BP? I can't remember one of them.
BP.
And they would have washed their hands, pardon the pun, years ago, once it was, they probably, you know, you see all these stupid BP ads where they're like, oh, we're so about the environment.
Yeah.
And you're like, you are
sure
so
you are.
Full of it.
Sure you are.
Because, you know, these things are a huge ramification for generations of marine life and not only humans as well to come. So it's really sad that they weren't there.
Yeah, I know. And you know what, an interesting statistic that I read online was that dolphins were still stranding at more than three times the average annual rates before the spill. So that's pretty, you know, pretty terrible.
And so. The study showed that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration showed that the heavily oil, which was, you know, that area was heavily oiled during the spill, found dolphins were underweight, anemic, and showing signs of liver and lung disease. So, well, imagine you're having a bath or in your home and they dump a bunch of oil on you. You're not going to feel great for years to come.
Probably not. Yeah, probably not.
Bringing it back to everyone so everyone can appreciate it.
Yep.
All right, we're going to do the Newbornographers with War on the East Coast. This is Brill Bruises. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Last night I dreamt Vancouver dressed up in the ocean. Last night I dreamt Victoria drowned in the ocean. The right of a lifetime, the rights of spring of a lifetime. The right of a lifetime, the rights of spring of a lifetime. Star power, the king bends over the smell of flower.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Gotten insecure, gotta take it on your word. Said my mind is overrun. Said I'm free. No, it cannot be undone. Not till I'm free.
We're back. You're listening to Are You Aware, music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Love that song. That's Jay Maskus from Dinosaur Jr. fame. It's on his solo effort, Me Again, from Tied to a Star, that just came out this year. So,
as soon as you hear his voice, it's just so obviously he's synonymous with Dinosaur Jr., but it's so melodic and, I don't know, it makes you feel happy but sad, but happy and mellow at the same time.
It makes me feel real relaxed.
Does it?
Love it.
Are you going to be able to walk out of here?
Maybe not.
Well, that's it for us. We're running a little behind. We have an 8-minute song and Darren G is about to come into the studio for Stereoscopic Readout. I hope you've enjoyed having Christian back on the air. I know I have.
Oh, it's been wonderful.
It has been
be
a
back.
Dream come true.
I will
true.
Be back for sure.
We will be back in 2 weeks for another show on the 23rd-ish of October, I think. Is that right? Maybe. If you want to follow us, talk to us, any of that, just go on to our Facebook, Are You Aware Radio, our Twitter at Are You Aware Radio, and our Gmail, areyouawareradio@gmail.com. And there'll be lots more social media happening because Christian's back in the social
fold.
Media seat. But without further ado, I'm going to leave you with an Australian band that I love and I can't wait to see them at the Vogue tomorrow night. It's going to be an epic concert. Their self-titled new album is out now. This song is called All of Me and it's the Oliver Ratto mix. This is Angus and Julia Stone on CITR 101.9 FM. Be good to one another.